Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, Bishop.
Hello? Grace and peace, Apostle. Hey.
Grace and peace, speak, multiply. Yes, sir.
Okay, you're just waiting for the people to come on?
I didn't tell them to come on Zoom. What is she talking about?
I didn't say nothing about no Zoom. I said to come on. You're waiting for them to come on.
Oh, I was reading what she said. I'm sorry, Bishop. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay. Well, while I'm here, I'll be listening. I know you're going to do your prayer.
Yeah.
So you're opening me now. I'll be on, though, okay?
Yeah. Okay, good evening, Prophet David. Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle. How are you?
How are you? I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Yes, ma'am.
I'm really good.
Grace and peace be unto you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you also. Bishop?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard a lot about you.
Hey, Bishop. Jesus.
No, only good things. Only good things.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. You had me kind of going there for a minute, okay? Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Well, Bishop, it's nice hearing your voice then, okay?
Amen.
And I look forward to meeting you also.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Same here.
Okay. Elder Gordon says she couldn't get on tonight. Let me see. Okay, you don't have to call. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get up.
All you have to do is dial the telephone number.
What's the number?
It's 516. 387-1346.
Okay,
baby.
Thanks.
Oh, I better start putting some clothes on. That shit hit me. FaceTime me. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
See what Michelle Manning. You gotta be glad I had some on. I know that. No, I'm telling you, you don't do people like that. Still ain't on. So I'm not going to talk to nobody else. I'm waiting on Michelle. She's texting now to see what she's saying, and I'm going to go into prayer. Okay. So she's back at work. She didn't start back to work because she had COVID, so she won't. She'll be starting next week. She'll be able to get on anyway. I can't wait on either one of them. We need to get started because it's just an introduction tonight to just introduce everybody, but nobody's here but you, prophetess. But I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you right now. I bless your holy name, God. I'm asking you to bless this class on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you whatever it is that we need to know, God, I ask you to bring it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Just cover us, God. We need you tonight. We can't make it without you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, all we have is you, Father. We need you to speak to us tonight. So we pray, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Amen, everyone. Do we have Sandra Lee? Are you on here? Hello? Hung up, dropped. Hello? Hello? Okay.
Hello? Pastor, I'm here.
Okay, sweetheart. I just knew that was your number, and there's someone else on here, too.
Yes, God.
Besides, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so we have everyone on tonight. How you feeling, everyone? Everyone okay tonight?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. We're going to get ready. I'm just going to get ready. We're going to get ready to start. And if you can you mute your phones if it's noise in the background? Can you please mute your telephone, if it's noise in the background? Because I need you all to hear me tonight. That's why I put my phone on speaker. I want you to hear what I'm saying on tonight. You know, we come together for a class about the prophetic, and you need to know, just like I do, as much about the prophetic as we can learn, as God can give it to us. So now, tonight, I just want to know where you all are in the prophetic. Can each one of you tell me in your own words, what is prophecy? Can you tell me what prophecy? There's no wrong answers here. I'm just letting you know. You don't have to be ashamed of your answer. There's no wrong answer. I'm just telling you because we need to know what prophecy is. If we're prophetess this person and prophetess deans and prophetess this person, we need to know what prophecy is. Anybody?
I would say prophecy is something, usually a word spoken or an event declared before it happened. So whenever it comes to pass, you know that it was a prophecy because it was spoken before anyone had an idea of it or anything.
Amen. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Prophesied is speaking the word of God, like ministry.
Okay. Good word. That's good.
Prophecy to me is when God imparts in your spirit what is happening now going to happen in the future.
Amen.
I feel that as God leads you, and you know it's God speaking this in your spirit concerning things that you don't know anything about, that is prophecy to me.
Amen. All of those are great answers. They're good answers, and it just lets me know where you are in the prophetic. You know, the book says prophecy is supernatural utterance in a known tongue. The Hebrew word for prophecy means to flow forth. All of those were good, because I probably would have said the same thing, because all of them are correct. Because when you're dealing with prophecy, it's past, present, and future. Because sometimes when you prophesy, it has already come to pass. You just picking it up. Then you can prophesy and it's happening right now, or you can prophesy and it's going to happen in the future. It hasn't happened. So tell me, made you feel like you were called or you had that gift? What made you feel like now? I can tell you about me, but I want to hear about you, and I tell you about me last. What made you feel like you had the gift of prophecy? How did you know?
For me, mainly it's my dreams. Like from a young age, maybe 15 or so, I would dream of things, and then I would see it comes to pass. I would dream of, you know, some circumstances or something happening to somebody, and I would say to them, and it would happen, even in my own life, even now. So for me, it's mainly by dreams.
Yes. Amen.
Apostle, you said a gift. You said, how do you know that we have this gift of prophecy? That's what you said, have the gift of it?
Yes.
You know, it looked like when I... Apostle.
Uh-huh.
It looked like discernment. You know, discernment, like things would be happening. Yes. It just, something would come over me. And, like it would be happening. And when it happened, it looked like it would lift off of me.
Okay. Just say it like you feel it. Don't think about it. Prophetess. Just say it like you feel it, because I'm picking you up.
Who are you talking to, Apostle?
You. Just say it like you feel it. I'm talking to you.
Well, Apostle, it was like I was telling you the other night. I never knew
I'd
be a second person. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So I don't. To me, now this is me now, okay? You and I have talked, but to me, mm-hmm. I just speak as God put it in my spirit. I don't look at
Absolutely.
It as a prophet. You know, see what I'm saying? But when God gives it to me, I just give it out, you know.
Absolutely.
I've never attached it, you know, I didn't give it a name or anything. I'm just flowing with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always done.
And, well, and that's the way it should be, because a lot of times, you know, some of us were born, were called from our mother's womb, and some of us, we can just be used in the prophetic. You know, God can use anybody. He can take a wine head on the corner and use it. Anything. You know, I mean, when God's trying to get something across to you, you know what I'm saying? Not calling this person a prophet, but he would be more just being used for whatever God wants to use him for. I know God spoke to me about that one day, you know, just like we have fear in the prophetic, you see. That thing right there, you have to really be careful, because it's a difference when you are seer and when you're not, you know. But when God can you can only have you can just have the gift of healing, and then God can use you in the prophetic if he wants to. But however he wants to do it, he can do it. Like, the distinction between, let's just say this, we have prophets. Between prophets and seers, all true seers are prophets, but not all prophets are seers. You see what I'm saying? All prophets cannot see, but the seers are prophets. It's a distinct difference. So we have to know that we have someone else that has joined us from a 254 number. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm fine. How are you?
Blessed be to everyone. And I'm just here tonight, and I only have one thing to say. You are absolutely right.
Amen.
Speaking of word.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So, as long as you keep speaking, man, we're in a society today, people are speaking wrong because they ain't speaking the word. So keep speaking the word, man, because you're speaking right. Regardless of what nobody says, these are the times we are in now. The word must be spoken. We must speak the word, because everybody ain't speaking.
Amen.
You hear me? So
right.
I stumbled upon something, and I stepped upon something tonight, just scrolling, you see.
Okay.
I talk internet, and guess what, brother? I hear a man speaking a word. So the word of me say, stop and listen to the word been spoken, whether it's in you or in another one, because all y'all been created out of me. All y'all created out of me. Those that's doing us wrong, brother, murdering us, robbing us, kidnapping us, all of these crimes and things that's going on, they're not from that word that's in us. That's still small voice from the Father. Even though we have all been created from the Father, all have been created from the Father, they belong to a whole different world. So on this planet, on this earth, brother, keep living. Just keep living. All my people, y'all keep living. Keep living for the Lord. Keep living for God. Because if you keep living for the righteousness, regardless if the evil one also too has been created from the Creator, guess what? As long as we don't go in that direction or that way or that route that they took and stay in the Lord, we neither ourselves have to go into that direction or that way or that route.
Amen, amen. Well,
I want
to let you know this is
full of innocence. people.
I want to let you know tonight that this is a class. This is a training class that we have. This is a training class.
I'm finna get out your class, but I just give this to you as Christ. We must come.
Amen.
But
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you. Amen. I'm sorry, you all. We get some. When I'm on the broadcast like that, I have to create. And when I create, it goes out to the public. And people can just come on because they see the number on there, you know. So I'm sorry. I don't even know what I was talking about because he was been on there so long. But, yeah.
I'm talking about the earth.
Yeah, the true seers or prophets. But not all prophets are seers. So, you know, you have to keep that in mind, that some people are seers. They can see. Some of the prophets are seers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're prophets. But some of the prophets, not all the prophets are seers. So.
Yes.
Which one?
Apostle?
Which one are you? Yes, ma'am.
What makes you a seer, Apostle? How do you know that you're a seer?
What you said. I was just asking you, are you a seer? Because what you do is you see God show you things. God will show you
mm-hmm.
things before they happen. Mm-hmm. God
okay.
will show things to you. You know, and,
okay.
and I mean, you dream. I mean, I have
mm-hmm.
open vision. The Lord put me, He'll put me to sleep or I don't know what how you do it, but and when I know anything, it feel like I've been asleep. But he was showing me what he wanted me to see. So and I was having them so regular, it started scaring me because he was doing it so much, and I just was talking to God about it because I would just sit up and fall asleep, and it was really bothering me and. My apostle at that time, I took it to her, and she said that the Lord said I was having the open visions, and he was showing me things in those visions, and I remember them. I can remember, but when he done, I'm asleep, and it's like I've had a nap or something. Mm-hmm. That's how I know I'm a seer. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else experience anything like that? Okay.
Apostle, sometimes
yes,
I can
ma'am.
dream.
Right. Amen. That's good. That's good. Now, I'm not going to let him come back on. He can't come back on. Not tonight, sir. We just can't have this every time I get on here. I don't know what's going on. I know it's the enemy. I just, every time I come on here, the enemy attacks me right on here. I don't know.
Is it back on?
I just clicked them off.
Yeah. Well, before you go forward.
It happened.
Before
he's on here now.
Forward, okay. First of all, sir, out of respect, because this is a class, we're just asking, you can come in, but just mute your phone so that you can learn something. And we rebuke any distractions at this moment, any time, whether it come from us personally or from people around us or wherever we may be. We ask right now that the Lord that we serve shall begin to surround us with no distraction, a place of peace, tranquility, understanding. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for clarity as we go forth and that we shall have no other distractions, that we will be able to get through this first part of the session, which is just an introduction, and allow the students, oh, God, to absorb all of the information that is given, allow them to write down things that they may not understand. And Jesus, by the name that we all, and everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Go ahead. Back
I'm sorry,
to your
y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot to even tell y'all about the notebook and the paper and pencil, because you do need to have that every time we come on here. I just cut him off because I started feeling away. I started feeling woozy and stuff, so I just cut him off. He didn't come on here the right way because he got some other stuff on his thing. So when they start doing that, I know it's not right. So I started feeling lightheaded, so I cut him off. So he's not on here, and I'm not going to allow him to come on. But 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the list of spiritual gifts that are available to us when we have the Holy Spirit, or when we feel with the Holy, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. So I believe that everybody has the ability to prophesy, but not all people would choose to prophesy, because it is the Holy Spirit that gives us revelation in the first place. So if you feel with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you have the Holy Spirit of God, God give us these spiritual gifts. We just have to use them. We have to use them. That's how I feel. This man, but you know what? So I just believe. That's what I believe, and I believe like every believer that has the Holy Spirit can do this. Do you believe that?
Yes, I believe.
Okay. Go ahead, Professor. Yes.
Okay, so what's the difference between someone who can prophesy and a prophet? Because now I just told you that everyone could have the gift of prophecy, because God give us those gifts over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. No. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12, he gives spiritual gifts. Let's see if this man is back in here.
Yes. Once you receive the Holy
Spirit. Let me tell you. Go on.
Once you receive the Holy Ghost, God give us gifts. Gifts of, it could be a gift of understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. He gives gifts.
That's right. That's right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He does. Okay, because I want you to understand that we can all operate in the gift of prophecy, like we can operate in the gifts of healing and wisdom and discernment. It can come just like that. This man right here, he just keep coming on, y'all. Just, it's nothing but a distraction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But the prophet function in Ephesians 4 is more of a life call, which is a God-given thing. It, you know, it's like a part of who you are kind of thing.
Apostle, say that again.
Hello?
Apostle.
Wait a minute. Hello?
I'm here.
No. I was talking to that man.
Oh.
I was talking to him again, but I cut him off again. Like, the prophet function in Ephesians 4 is more of a life call, which is God-given. It's part of who you are. And when you in that part, it's like you can kind of escape it. You know, it's like when you operating in the function of a prophet, you've been called the office of a prophet. I'll put that in there. You were called from your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. You was called from your mother's womb, and that's more of the office of a prophet.
So it would be like someone who just prophesies would maybe prophesy for a season, but for a prophet, that would be just their nature to prophesy.
Absolutely. And then when you prophecy and the prophetic is so different. Mm-hmm. It's so different.
Okay.
Because it's not that much difference, but you can tell because when it's an office, it's different. But when God is using you to give somebody a
mm-hmm.
word or give somebody a message, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's different. It's like it says, it's a life given. It's like it's in you. It's
mm-hmm.
just in you naturally. You know, I hear some prophets when I'm watching TikTok and YouTube, I hear some prophets, and you know, you got some that's very arrogant, and they'll say, well, I hear these people out here, and God didn't call all these prophets because they weren't called from their mother's womb. I hear a lot of this, and they don't know. God can use anybody he want to use, and everybody that he uses are not prophets. I'm just telling everybody that he give a word to give to somebody else, that don't mean that they're prophets. That's why I want, you know, this is just an introduction, and I was want you to know, I want you to make sure. You understand what I'm saying? I just want you to be sure that you know that you know. You know what I'm saying? One of them kind of things. Because when you hold that office, that's an office that you don't want to play with. Because of all, you could be lying on God. Because you're saying he's telling you something and he may not be. You know what I'm saying? You have to be.
That's
okay,
right.
Give me 10 minutes. Okay, I'm going to let you get ready. So, anyway, I just want you to know, I want you to think about it until next Friday evening. Just think about it. Feel like, and I pray that you all know that you're prophets. This thing right here, God didn't want you to be here. He wanted to distract your mind from off of everything that I said, because this person that keep coming on, I don't know how he get on here, but when he go off, his call don't go up at the top of the page like it's supposed to. He just disappeared. So I know it's from the enemy. And see, he don't want me to bind him up, because I bind up demons, send him to a dry place to die in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn it over now to Bishop David so he can finish off helping me. Because I need to be praying. Amen, Bishop.
Amen.
Did you leave? Anyway, I don't know what Bishop went to. I'm going to keep going. The difference, what's the difference between someone who can prophesy and a prophet? You know, prophets will have angelic encounters as well. And the supernatural will be flowing through their life. I'm talking about prophets.
You ready? You ready, Bishop? You can go.
I'm here, Apostle.
Okay.
No, I like I'm saying, I was enjoying the teaching of the different elements that you was speaking on. And I know we signed up for about 45 to an hour, but if you want to finish that segment, and then I can jump right on in, probably like the last 5 to 10 minutes, if that's fine. I don't want to stop you in the midst of this.
Well, okay. I will. It yeah, it's good. He talking to y'all. Anyway, not everyone who prophesies accurately is a prophet. Not everyone who prophesies accurately is a prophet just because God give it to them. They just say what they hear. Oh, I'm so sick of this person, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. See, prophets should be positioned in the body of Christ, in the local church, and operate from being part of a family. I don't believe they should be functioning outside the local church. Some prophets, if they're connected to the church, I think they should prophesy in the church. That's what I feel. That's how I feel. See, I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. You know, and then you have to look at it like this. Prophets have to be obedient to God. It's a lot of times I'm on there and God give me a word. I don't even remember it. I don't remember what I said most of the time because it's not me. And then God will not let you say anything, just any old thing, because it's a lot of times I try to write down what I hear because people come back and ask me. And sometimes I don't even know if I prophesy. It's people I skipped today because I didn't know I skipped them. Man, let me tell you something. You better get off of this line. Oh, my God. Next time, I don't know if you all know how to go on Zoom or not, but I'm going to teach you all how to go on Zoom. Y'all download Zoom on your phone or on your whatever you got, because this is distracting. This person is distracting me. And if we're all on Zoom, I won't have to go through it. And another thing to consider is that the prophet's realm of influence. It's in a church. It's in a local church when you have the prophet's realm. He can go in a realm. If he in the church, he in a local church, I'm going to cut you off every time. If you go in if you a prophet and you in a local church and you prophesying, are you trying to help the pastor see and God is using you to give a word, you know, it's like, you have influence just where you are in the house. You have that influence in the house as a prophet. And you know, it's different levels of influence. It's different levels. It's different realms in the spirit. I'm just telling you, some people have that gift. How should you respond to prophecy? If you prophesying over a church, over a group of people. Now, and I can help you with that because it's hard to prophesy over a group of people. To me, I'm just telling you, because you pick up more than what you
want to pick up at one time. You got 30 people on the line, and you getting a word, or you getting picking up from different people, from different ones. That's why sometimes when I go deep in the spirit, it's like I start off with a woman and end up with a man saying something. It's hard. It really is. But God will help you. He'll give you that word. I know that. He'll give you what you need. When you're over a local church, you have to really focus. You have to stay focused. When you prophesy to a group, you have to stay focused. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. I mean, like when you praying, once, I don't know, when I preach in churches and then have an altar call, like we're going to do at the Holy Convocation. And in the altar call, sometimes you will have somebody, God to give you a word for somebody. So you have to be ready. And when you're in the prophetic, I'm just going to be truthful. You don't know when God's going to give you a word. You don't know how it's coming. You know, I've opened up my Bible, and words will be highlighted and light up. And I know it's God, because man can't do that.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I'm saying? I've had dreams. Mm-hmm. I had a dream one time. I had prophesied to this guy on the radio broadcast here, and the night before I dreamed four ones and they was lit up. I said, "What's that mean?" And then I got up and I started trying to see what the ones mean and spiritually and all that kind of stuff. Well, just so happened this man, he sold a seat into the ministry, $1,111. But God was just trying to let me know that's what he had put on this man's heart to give. You know, it's God, you know, his ways are not like our ways. You know, his thoughts, but the Holy Spirit will tell you if you want to know, if you pray. See, when it comes to the prophetic, you got to be prayerful. You got to stay prayerful. You got to fast, mm-hmm. pray, stay in that word. You got to, it's mm-hmm. a must. It's a must. Mm-hmm. You got to mm-hmm. lay before the Lord. God, you can hear God so plainly when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You will know
mm-hmm.
the voice of God
mm-hmm.
if you do those
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
You will know it. It won't be strange mm-hmm. to you. You know, when I first started hearing the years ago, I used to think it was myself talking to myself. That's what I used to think, and God showed me some things. Then when I told y'all I used to go in a room because I wanted to get deep in God and just sit a chair in there. I had a chair, a pillar, and a throne. And I would just sit there and wait until the Holy Spirit, that anointing, showed up. When it would show up, I would be on my knees on the floor and couldn't get up for hours. Hours. And it was good. And the more it happened, the more I wanted it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. The more it happened, the more he was pulling me to him. People didn't understand. I didn't want to go nowhere. I wanted to stay in that room. I wanted to stay in the house. I didn't care where they was going. Stay in here. And if I did go, I wanted to come back on time. Because I had prayer watch. I had prayer time. I wanted to be there when God showed up, when the Holy Spirit showed up. I hope God saved this man that's messing with me. Okay, Bishop, I'm done. Thank you all. I love y'all. Bishop's going to take over now.
Okay. Well, grace and peace from God our Father, Jesus the Christ. It is the Holy Spirit, which are all one. Can we just thank God for Apostle, how she has taught thus far, even with the spirit of distraction. Can we just thank God real quick? Just everybody kind of unmute and just thank God in your own way just for a second. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Open your mouth.
Thank you, Lamb of God.
We're not going to take long, but we're thanking God. We're praying
to Him. Blesser and keeper, replenish back into the office. It's given out this night, God. In the God, in the book. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Now, God.
Bless you. God, out of the book.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I wanted to shift the atmosphere because one thing that prophets do, we are shifters. We shift atmosphere.
Yes, Lord.
And I've heard all the things that Pastor has shown forth and told us through the Holy Spirit and was led to say. I just want to just encourage you all tonight. We didn't want to make it long or to tarry long. We wanted to kind of just give it like an introduction. Now, I'm going to say this, and then we'll go back. Apostle, do you remember earlier I kept mentioning of Zoom?
Yes, you did. We're going to have to go on Zoom from here, and I'll show y'all how to do it, or we'll talk you through it.
So there will be no distractions. The problem is that sometimes we're not always looking at the different elements. Has anybody heard the template from their parents, their mama or their father used to say, hey, what you want from the store? And normally you'll say, oh, I don't want nothing, because they're not thinking about what you feel now, what you're hungry for now. They're thinking about what you're going to be hungry for later. Okay, that's a part of the prophecy. It's a part of understanding the element for not for now, but for later. But I'm looking at now through the eyes of now, but I'm looking for the future. That means sometime past tense, things can happen, take place. But I want to make mention of these things. I want you to write this stuff down. I'm getting ready to say, hopefully you've been writing down. The first thing that I want to make mention of is discipline. In order for you to work careful, you have to be disciplined. Well, one may ask, why be disciplined? You're disciplined because you need to be able to hear, you need to be able to see, and you need to be able not to see and not to hear. Sometimes you're going to be able to feel. So if you're trying to get ahead in life or in trying to do different things, you got to be able to have all your senses. And I'm talking about spiritually and physically, holistically, all of your senses need to be able to have awareness. So if you're disciplined, then you'll be able, to hear when you can't see. All right. You'll be able to see when you can't hear. You'd be able to feel the unction of the Holy Spirit, and you didn't see nothing, nor did you hear anything. Make sense? So we're going to get into that. The next powerful is confidence. Confidence is so needed in the body of Christ. So in order for you to be an effective prophet, you got to have confidence. Confidence to say, confidence to hush, that means don't say nothing. Confidence to go walk up to someone and say, the Lord loves you, and walk away. Even confidence when you tell somebody something and your feelings don't get hurt because they didn't receive it. Confidence to even be rejected. Are they? They're rejecting me. No, they're not rejecting you. The God in you. They're not hurting you. They're not against you. They're not opposing you.
They're opposing the God in you, which means they have offended God, not you. Stop taking it personal. We take things personal because we don't know how to take things. We don't know how to say things. Some of us are bold at saying, but we're not bold at rejection. Because we look at childhood. We look at all these things. So we're going to deal with that. The third thing that I want you to look at is forecast. The prediction of forecast.
Bishop, did you say forecast?
Forecast, yeah. Like the weather?
Okay. Yes, sir, got it. Because someone's trying to just call him and I missed the, okay, go ahead.
Forecast. What do I mean by that? That is the prediction of something to come. The prediction of something that has already happened. And the prediction that something is happening now. So we're looking at three different elements, the past, the present, the future. Apostle already made mention of those things. Okay? She made mention of prayer. I just also want to add to that. Do you know that your prayer travels through time? Your prayer life is very important. Having a relationship with your God is very important.
Amen.
And sometimes, as prophets, we're not going to be doing a lot of talking to God. We're going to be doing a lot of listening. Silence in your car, silence at home, meditation, sitting alone, no TV on. Me and Apostle Deans, we find ourselves at times where we don't even realize the TV, they don't even be on. Or be on, but there's no sound. Right, Apostle?
That's right.
So a lot of people think me going before the Lord and praying, that's no. God is like us. We're like God. In other words, now even though he is the greater God, we are little G's. Okay? He's the greater God. But what I'm trying to tell you is, Jesus went a lot of times to go pray before his Father. But I also believe that when he was praying in those mountains and those wildernesses and those, you can't pray and get instructions at the same time. That means you can't speak and hear.
Amen.
Sometimes you just got to learn how to just wait on the Lord. That's another thing. You got to have patience. Patience.
Amen.
The Bible says, this is going to be my first scripture that I make mention of. And this is actually in the book of the Elijah. Okay? This is, Elijah doesn't have a book. I'm sorry, this is in the Kings. I'm not mistaken, this is 1 Kings. This is 1 Kings when Elijah sees himself in a situation. Okay? Listen to this. God doesn't tell him to say this. He says, for 3 years it will not rain. So if God didn't tell him, do you know that for 3 years, he didn't just pray one prayer? The Bible says, if you read it carefully, that he got up every morning to remind God, every afternoon to remind God, every night to remind God, don't let it rain. What do you mean, sir? You got to have confidence to be able to believe in your own words. So it's going to take more than one prayer. You have to be. God loves people that are consistent. He was consistent for 3 years. He got up every morning. That means he could have fasted every morning. He could have fasted every evening. The Bible says that some things come by fasting and praying. Oh, tell me that I don't have to fast and pray for everything. Then if 20% is fasting and praying, then what is the 80% speaking? You mean to tell me that I have authority just to speak it? Yes. Yeah. 80% of what prophets do, besides listening, is speaking. where do you get this from? The Bible says that if you listen closely about Jesus and his life, Jesus himself did the majority. He barely laid hands. He spoke everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did. Now, there's elements. There was times when he was moved by his spirit, moved by his heart, where he laid hands. There was times when he was on fire. He just laid hands. But for the majority of the time, he spoke. Read it. Matthew, Luke, John, Acts. He spoke everything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't lay hands like that. 80% of your ability is speaking. Now, because of your confidence and your relationship, you have to move your faith from faith to a place called knowing. We'll get into that. We're going to talk about that on the conference. I mean, at the Holy Convocation. So I'm not going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so important to know that you. My mama used to say, you got to know that you know. Okay? I'm going to move forward because I'm about done. The next thing is the flow. Just write down the flow. Knowing and learning your flow is important. Everybody's not going to flow the same.
Mm.
You're not going to flow like Tuesday. You're not going to flow like Brian Carn. You're not going to flow the rest of the Benny Hinn. You're not going to flow like these guys and these great women, Marilyn Hickey. Everybody's got a different flow. Learn your flow. Learn how to flow with the current. Don't go against the grain and flow against it. Flow with it. If God is shifting you, if you're in a service, and he's shifting the service, you go according to the shift. Not what's happening, but according to the shift, now the shift is happening. So if God is causing you to do something else and the people are doing something else, all right, okay, God is speaking. That means I need to be able to do something else. I need to be able to flow differently because he's trying to push the current in his direction, not in the way that they want it to go. Okay? I'm going to make mention of this. There are five elements. I'm not going to get into the elements right now, but there are five major elements that you're going to need in order to flow, in order to learn to forecast, in order to have confidence, in order to have discipline. You got to learn these five elements. And my time is now up. I'm going to render it back to Apostle. I think we did it right at 8:30. Look at God. We don't want to do it. And that's what I'm saying. When you get to the Spirit of God, you can get all your information in and still be on time.
Amen.
Learn how to be obedient. It's back into your hands, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. And didn't he do a wonderful job? I just thank and praise God for my bishop. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, when these people, these demons here at Main Court, they get back in order. Mm-hmm. But
he didn't come back on, did he?
No, he came back on. I've been just cutting him off. I mean, and you know it's demonic because when you're on Blog Talk and a call get cut off or dropped, it comes up at the top. His calls are not coming, dropping. He's not up there. He coming in through another way. He's not coming in. He's not dialing the number to get in there. So it's a demonic thing. Uh-huh. He's trying to stop the word of God from going forth. That's why I kept saying, my people. But no, we're not your people. And then he's been sitting up here attacking me, trying to make me choke. But that's okay. When I get off of here, I'm going to fight him all night if I have to. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to die in Jesus' name because he a witch. He a male witch. That's what he is, but it's okay. Let me let y'all. I don't want to scare y'all because I don't play when it comes to demonic. They messing with the right one now. I don't play when it comes to the demonic. I don't play. So anyway, this was so good tonight.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
Thank you for Good. Coming on Prophetess Nelson. We're glad to have you, baby.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I had the time. I was messed up.
It's okay. It's okay. We're doing it every week at the same time.
Okay.
Every week for 5 weeks. So we have 4 more weeks. We have 4 more weeks. So it starts at 7:30. Start at 7:30, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. So next Friday, I mean, I always have enough time to make it like an hour, hour and a half. But next Friday, we want to go on Zoom. I don't know. I'm not going to have to put nothing up there so people can interrupt. Every time I come on Blog Talk, it's like they know me. Some demons get on the line. So what I'm going to do is I want to see if we can go on Zoom. And if you have problems or don't know how to do it, you go on your app, in your app store somewhere, and you download Zoom, and then I will send you the code so you can, the ID, the meeting ID and the password, all you have to do is put that in, and you can have, and then you can come on Zoom. So we're going to get ready to just close out tonight, and we'll be back by the grace of God. If anybody have any questions, you all know you can contact me, Kine, and we can talk. But we're going to pray right now and close out. So next Friday at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time, by the grace of God, we'll be right back on here for our prophetic training. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight for what you taught us, God. In the name of Jesus, we know it was powerful, God. We know that it was what you wanted us to do because the enemy kept trying to stop it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover and bless them right now by your power. And, Father, I bind up the strong man on tonight. I bind up every strong man. I bind up every witch. Every wizard, every warlord, every medium, every demon, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from our lives and from this broadcast in the name of Jesus. The Father said, suffer a witch, a wizard, a warlord not to live. That means to die in Jesus' name. Yeah. I said die in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I mean die in Jesus' name. Don't play with me. Hallelujah. God said, suffer a witch not to live. That means to die, witch, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pour down every stronghold, every unfamiliar spirit. Hallelujah. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment, die in Jesus' name. I said die. And he said suffer a witch not to live. That means to die. Go die. So, Lord, we thank you. Now I had to get in that time, y'all. You know I had to get my lick back. Hallelujah. I just thank you. Praise God. Father, we just ask to keep us covered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So we thank and praise God for each one of you. And I'll be praying all night. Y'all just keep me in your prayers because he's going to be trying to attack me because when Bishop had started talking, I felt lightheaded, and he back on here just that quick. We're going to get off of here, though. We don't want to give him no props, no time. We're going to get off of here. And by next week, I'm going to walk everybody through how to do this Zoom. If you have any children, grandchildren, ask them how to do Zoom. They'll show you it ain't hard at all. But I'm going to help anybody that need help, okay? God bless you all. We're going to get off. I love y'all. If you have any questions, call me. God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a great night.
Have a good night. Okay.